Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to episode 68, the podcast that thinks March Madness should start and end in March. That seems obvious. I'm your host, Lenny. And with me for this historic episode is co-host Matt. We'll discuss such topics as baseball season beginning, our fifth anniversary, a surprise for Matt, and a few games to commemorate making podcast history. Matt, do you have any idea what the surprise could be?
I really don't. I feel a little like I should have gotten you a gift if this is our anniversary.
But it's the podcast fifth anniversary.
The podcast,
yeah.
Yes. Which has a few iterations. This one obviously being the most successful and the best.
Correct. I agree. I've been here the whole time. So, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, we're hitting our stride now. We're stepping, but I'm excited to see what the surprise is. Yeah. Are you a surprise guy? Do you like getting surprised? I don't think you do, right?
No. I read the ending of books, I Wikipedia page, all the movies I see. No.
I know, but that's a little bit, that's the spoiler part of it, but that's because you don't like surprises. In your life, like if we all threw you a surprise party and we walked in to a bar and we were all there.
I mean, I would enjoy that, but.
But the surprise part.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I technically like surprises, but I don't like to be, I don't know. I don't know what it would be.
This, like, so what I'm saying is, like, if the end result is you get to hang out with all your friends, like, yeah, of course, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. But I think I like surprises, but I also don't like surprises. There's got to be another word that I'm missing, but
so maybe what if I said it wasn't at a bar, we were all at your house, and then it was like you felt like you were also hosting.
I don't think that would bother me.
Yeah, you don't do shit anyways.
Well, the kids and the dog kind of ruin hosting things anymore, so it's nobody wants to do a game night because I have a million games and people are mean and they don't want
to
play games.
You just have to. Do you know who likes to play games? Polyamorous people. So you guys should just become some swingers and you can have as many game nights as you want. It's what they're known for.
Yeah, but what if I'm like in the middle of a game and people are like giving each other eyes and I'm like, no, we're not done with this. We'll get to that other thing later.
There are rules.
Yeah, it's your turn. Roll your die, please.
I mean, I'm not in the lifestyle, but if I assume that there's like house rules. You know, it's like same as like college beer pong. If you're in a poly relationship, when you go to somebody's house, it's their rules.
Oh, sweet. So if you come to my house, we play board games first, and then if we get to it, each other.
Yeah. I think you just put that on your front door and see who it attracts. That's what I think.
Not the people I want. 100%.
It never is. That's part of the gamble.
I don't gamble that way. But
All right. A heck of an opening. Episode 68.
That's correct.
68 is Hjalmar Jágr. Can you tell me what sport Hjalmar Jágr plays, Len?
You're telling me? You're asking me?
I'm asking you. What sport?
800-year-old hockey player?
There you go. You got it. Yeah. Old guy. I just remember he was famous for wearing number 68 and having a mullet.
Yeah.
So... Hjalmar Jágr, number 68, episode 68. Let's do this thing.
was Holy Lola by the Dirty Nine. Still dirty, but just two of them now. Called Whiskey Mill. They're in witness protection. Follow their Instagram at whiskeymill_1L. Now back to the show. By the time you're listening to this, Thursday, it'll be opening day. What a joyous occasion for those whose baseball teams haven't lost 300 games in the last three seasons. Do you have any idea what team that could be?
The Colorado Rockies.
I was going to say, it might be the Rockies, but it's also, it might also be another team. We don't have to talk about it. Obviously, I'll be rooting for the Chicago Cubs. You'll be rooting for the Chicago, whatever they are at the time of writing. What if I told you I could make baseball fun for even those who've given up all hope already on the 2026 season?
Before we continue, you got to just say their name.
Say whose name?
Say the name.
The Nashville White Stockings.
Portland. We're moving to Portland or Nashville. Which one?
Do you have a preference? Your brother's in your brother's in one of them. So.
Yeah, then I just get to be a Brewers fan and then troll all the Cubs fans in my life still.
No, you wouldn't.
I'll think about it, Joe. I'll really think about it.
No, you wouldn't. There's zero chance you would root for a Wisconsin team.
I probably just wouldn't really root for baseball, honestly.
Yeah.
I'd become a casual.
I mean, that's fair. I have a game to make baseball season worth it to you, if you'll indulge me.
I will indulge you, but knowing your track record, probably not. But let's hear it.
How dare you? So you're admitting you've given up hope. We're putting that on the record already. It's 6 a.m. on Thursday. White Sox play at noon. I'm assuming they're somehow losing already. But I have here in front of me two envelopes showing Matt. This one says Lenny. This one says Matt. Someone was unsure if Matt had two T's in it. You can see that. That person was not me, if that makes you feel better.
Anybody who spells Matt with one T, by the way, you can't trust that person. It's a sick individual.
Yeah, I will say that my grandfather went by Matt, M-A-T.
What was his full name? Was his full name Matthew?
His real name was Emerico. So he changed it when he came here.
Yeah, the only people who can spell it with one T are somebody who is, if you're born red-blooded American and you spell it with one T.
Yeah. Nope. Well, this person was very unsure. So Matt sees here, M-A-T parentheses T parentheses.
It's covering their bases.
Yeah.
What is in the envelope?
So I technically know what should be in the envelopes. I don't know what's in each envelope. Each envelope from Trivial Argument's biggest iHeartRadio fan, Mila. She put the name of seven minor league teams in these envelopes. Those will be our secondary teams for the season. So these all have outrageous names. Ones that didn't make it. Rocket City Trash Pandas. So there's a lot of geese, a lot of color something. But yeah, so these are minor league teams.
And from all levels?
Yeah, I think I took out AAA just because AAA, maybe me and you might have had some indication of where some of these places are. I also didn't include South Bend Cubs, but anything that was like something Cardinal, anything that had a major league team in the name, I removed to remove any type of biased. I also didn't want you to have to root for something Cubs and me to root for the Barons or Knights or something. That seemed unfair to me. So do you want to open my envelope first or your envelope first?
Let's go yours first.
All right, let's see.
So when we, just to clarify, you're going to pull a name, you're going to pull seven names out of those envelopes?
Yeah.
And then we'll pick from them to have one team?
I mean, we could do that. I was going to do, so these seven minor league team names, whatever their major league affiliate was, we're going to add up their major league wins. And those will be like on our team. So like, let's say it was the South Bend Cubs. I would have the Cubs as my number towards the total. But like I said, it's about any Tiger, Flying Tiger, all that's out.
All seven are part of my teams.
Yeah.
And can I? You have not looked at these envelopes before. You didn't load the Dodgers farm system into yours.
Nope. I picked the minor league teams based on. Hold on 1 second. I dropped one of the papers, of course. let me make sure nothing dropped out. Oh yeah, she cut them into individual slices. So, what a nightmare!
It's one of those things that feels like it would be helpful, but it's not.
It was very helpful until I dropped one, and then thought, oh dear God. If I count six and have to scramble and look for a seventh one. But okay, in my envelope, the Akron Rubber Ducks. Any indication of their major league affiliate?
I'm going to guess the Cincinnati Reds.
Let's see. I think I did make some type of shorthand.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Listeroo. Let's see.
Unless it's either Cleveland or Cincinnati.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll look it up.
I could do this while you're going.
No, I was like, I thought I had a list of what they were. All right. So the Akron Rubber Ducks. I also have the Richmond Fighting Squirrels.
Richmond?
The Richmond Fighting Squirrels. And let's see here. I also have the Montgomery Biscuits. Montgomery Biscuits. Let's see who else is in here for Len Dog's team. The Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Let's see. Yeah, I picked the most outrageous names that I could. That way nothing was skewed.
I like them.
The Greensboro Grasshoppers. Mila's a big bug fan, so I figured they were going to make the cut somewhere. Let's see here. Team number six, the Hartford Yard Goats. And rounding out Team Lendog is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. They famously sleep while flying.
Woodpeckers?
It is a hummingbird. I caught it almost immediately. But
they still also don't sleep while flying.
Hummingbirds? Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
I mean, if you're coming to this podcast for animal facts, that's on you. Last week, I thought a paladin was an armadillo. So
that was a pretty funny clip.
I was like, that's on you. Palindrome. Okay. Rubber Ducks, the Akron Rubber Ducks, Richmond Fighting Squirrels, Montgomery Biscuits, Pensacola Blue Wahoos, Greensboro Grasshoppers, like Hartford Yard Goats, and Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Don't fly or
sleep.
That's
a strong, strong team.
Yeah. Let's see, I thought I had written down, but I suppose not. Whatever. Okay.
I mean, do you want to know? I can look them up as we go here. So the Rubber Ducks are a Cleveland affiliate.
Okay. Cleveland, that kind of makes sense. Akron, Ohio, I'm assuming.
Give me the next one.
We've got the Richmond Fighting Squirrels. Let's see here.
Fighting Squirrels affiliate is the San Francisco Giants.
Ew, okay. Let's see here. Montgomery Biscuits.
The Biscuits.
She highlighted four of her favorite teams. So the Montgomery Biscuits and the Greensboro Grasshoppers were my two highlighted.
The Tampa Bay Rays.
Okay.
Montgomery Tampa. Biscuits.
Pensacola Blue Wahoos, I'm assuming, is Florida.
Whose is the Miami Marlins.
All right. Sounds good to me. Greensboro Grasshoppers, I'm assuming, is the Cincinnati Reds.
Pittsburgh Pirates. That's a rough one. That's a rough one for you.
All right. Let's see if Paul Skeen can pick every day.
They've already traded their good players.
Oh, no. I knew that was coming.
All right. So I kind of, while we're looking them up, so if you read mine, we'll go through them. I'll guess where they're from, and then we'll go back and double check. How's that sound?
Okay. Yeah, we'll do Yard Goats and Woodpeckers later.
Oh, wait. You're still going? Sorry. I thought that was done. Yard Goats.
Yard Goat. Hartford.
Do you have a guess?
Hartford is, it's not any of the Red Sox. It's got to be the New York Yankees.
It is not. It is the Colorado Rockies.
Ah, come on, man. God damn.
Oof. And what's the last one?
The Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Man, Pittsburgh and Colorado? This sucks. This game is being scrapped.
Houston Astros.
Okay. Houston. So we've got the Guardians, Giants, Rays, Marlins, Pirates, Rockies, and the Astros.
But generally, crappy MLB teams have strong farm systems.
Sure.
Generally.
Sure. All right. Here comes the Mott envelope. Pronounced like doormat.
That's also not a word.
Doormat?
So it is. Mott's apple juice.
Mott. Yeah. All right. Let's see here. An envelope for Matthew. Ooh, let's see here. The Binghamton Rumble Ponies. That's you.
Binghamton
Rumble Ponies.
That's going to be the Yankees.
That's what you think?
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to just know that?
I mean, I can look them up now, or I can do it as we go, or do you want me to do it at the end?
It doesn't matter to me.
What ponies? The Rounder Ponies?
The Rumble Ponies?
Rumble.
Yeah, Binghamton Rumble Ponies. Yeah.
The Binghamton Rumble. Hey, this is Binghamton, one word. New York Mets. Ah, close.
Close. You said Yankees?
Said Yankees.
Okay. What about I know this one already, but the Amarillo Sod Poodles.
Sod Poodles?
Yeah. S-O-D Poodles.
Grass Dogs?
Yeah.
Sod Poodles. What was this? What was it? Amarillo?
Amarillo.
So like a Southwest team? The Diamondbacks?
The Amarillo Sod Poodles, I believe, are Arizona. Yeah. Sounds correct.
Yep.
Yeah, buddy. Arizona. I play MLB The Show a lot, and I've been drafted by the Sod Poodles a lot. I hate that stupid team. So I'm glad that glad it's not on mine.
Am I going to get the Joliet Jackhammers?
Yeah.
Are they still around?
I don't think so. What about the Cedar Rapid Kernels, spelled like corn kernel? Cedar Rapid Kernels.
Colonels. Okay, so Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Let's go Kansas City Royals.
Kansas City. You're the one that would know.
It was between that or the Twins, because, you know, Iowa's in between the two states.
Sure.
What do we got?
Cedar Rapids.
Colonels. Ah, Minnesota Twins.
Twinkies. I mean, you said it, didn't you?
I guess was the Royals.
Yeah, but you said Royals or Twins.
Correct.
Let's see. Ooh, you'll like this one. The Hub City Spartan Burgers. Spartan Burgers, one word.
Hub City Spartan Burgers.
I believe the logo is a burger with a spear, from what I remember.
It all feels Michigan, so I gotta say Detroit Tigers. But Hub City, it just sounds, and Spartan, it all sounds Michigan.
I think Michigan was the Flying Tigers. So, but that could be double A, single A, etc.
Oh, I typed in Burger Spartans. Spartan Burgers. Texas Rangers.
Okay. TXR. For the old Spartan Burgers. Okay. Let's see. That's four.
It really is a cheeseburger with a little hat on.
I figured. Yeah. What about the Daytona Tortugas?
Tortugas. All right. So you had two Florida teams already.
Yeah. And the Rays and Marlins.
And Marlins. So I'm going to guess that this is...
Daytona.
The Braves.
Ooh, Braves is probably a good guess.
Can you give me the name of the mascot again? Sorry.
Tortugas.
I
believe that's an armadillo.
Tortugas. This is the first time the search didn't like just tell me right away. There's like casinos. There's a Tortuga award-winning luggage. What's the name of this? Where's the city?
Daytona.
Daytona. Daytona Tortugas.
That.
Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, okay. Sure, we could have gotten there.
I guess anything in Florida, anybody who's in the Grapefruit League could be a Florida team.
Yeah. 2, 4, 5. Team number 6, the New Hampshire Fisher Cats.
New Hampshire Fisher Cats. New has got to be.
Hampshire.
I'm going to say that's the Red Sox.
No, it can't be. New Hampshire. Why? Because their teams are like Red Sox, Pawtucket, Red Sox. Like,
oh, it's the thing that Theo does where he renames all the teams the same thing, and it's really boring.
Yeah. Let's see.
You know, not like something like, you know, like Iowa Cubs and South Bend Cubs and Chicago Cubs. You know, it's just like.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. The only different that one is sense. Myrtle Beach, I think.
When I was playing Mustang baseball, when I was in the Mustang League, we were the Myrtle Beach Pelicans.
I was going to say the only
one. Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
One Knoxville Smokies. Otherwise, they're Iowa Cubs, South Bend Cubs.
Yeah, Fisher Cats are the Blue Jays.
Blue Jays. Yeah, so it was the same division. Last team rounding out number 7. Lucky number 7. They're not DJs, but they are River Bandits. The Quad City River Bandits. Everybody get up. It's time to River Bandit.
The River Bandits?
From Quad City.
Quad City, Illinois?
No. Quad City is, of course, I don't know.
The River Bandits, it sounds like a Midwest. Let's go the Brewers.
Brewers? Show me Brewers. Nope, it's one you said already.
The Royals.
Yeah. Let's go.
The Quad City River Bandits. Okay, so they're based in Davenport. So the Quad Cities are like, yeah, like they must be, the Quad Cities must be between Illinois and Iowa there.
Yeah. There you go. So you have Mets, Diamondbacks, Twins, Rangers, Reds, Blue Jays, Royals.
I'm okay. It's all kind of middle of the pack, guys. I'm okay with it.
I don't have any. Well, I got Pittsburgh. I was going to say, I don't have any in the Cubs. General direction. You have 2. You got the Twins and the Royals.
I feel like you got Giants and Rays, which are both like known for having good farm systems.
Yeah. So we could either
and Astros. And the Astros, yeah. You got. I think yours is actually stronger than it feels.
Yeah. I mean, what we're doing, you want to do major league wins or you want to do minor league wins? Because some of these are different leagues. I don't know if they have different games.
Oh, that's right. We're talking two totally different things here. In my head, we were counting minor league wins, but you wanted to count major league wins.
I mean, we can fact check to see if the schedules would, like, other than, I don't know if double A, single A, if they play different amount of games, that would be the only.
Oh, we could just do the major league one.
Yeah. This seems like
that'll be easy. It'll be easier to track for sure.
Yeah. I was going to say, so we have to do a bunch of math. Well, there's 82 games here, but there's 62 here. They play two halves. Like, that's
all right. And then in case of a tie, the tiebreaker will be you take your best minor league win, like the most minor league wins and your least minor league wins, and you add them together, and whoever's is higher.
So still within the seven. That's our 1 and 7 mm-hmm. we're adding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You like it?
That'll play.
I mean, it would be pretty wild if we tied, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we got Rumble Ponies, Sod Poodles, Cardinals, Spartanburgers, Tortugas, Fisher Cats. I got rid of all kind of the relatively tame ones. Ones that didn't make the cut, Rock Hounds. She didn't like that one. There were blue something.
Wait, I know the Mike was on the Rockhounds. Where are the Rockhounds? The Rockford Rockhounds? Was it Rockford?
No, it's not Rockford. It's the I don't know. It's not Rockford though. It's somebody who used to work for us. It was drafted by the Marlins in like the 15th round. Played for the Batavia Muck Dogs, who aren't even a team anymore.
The Muck Dogs. That sounds familiar.
So I said, if the internet ever implodes, nobody knew that team even existed. You could say you guys were champions. You played your entire career. Nobody needs to know they went defunct.
Did they go defunct or did they just change the name in another team?
I think they're just like done. I don't even think like the rights got sold to anybody. I think they just are done. But can't take it away from them. You were a Batavia Muck Dog.
You were.
Let's see here. Yeah. Those are the 7 teams. I originally had 9. I was like, that's excessive. That's 18.
Seven also feels a little excessive. I think we could have done 3 or 5 and it would have worked. But 7, we're going with 7 now. We're committed.
Yeah. All right. Let's see.
And you're keeping track of it anyway. So no sweat off my back.
That's very true. Trying to see which hat I should buy. The Fighting Squirrels seem like a contender.
I don't know, what was your goat one? No, the Blue Wahoo. You gotta get the Blue Wahoo.
The Montgomery Biscuits, that might be a cool one.
The Biscuits would be a cool one. I mean, mine is the Spartan Burgers for sure. I got the Spartan Burgers hat.
You should take a look at what the Tortugas is and then the Rumble Pony. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I didn't look at Rumble. Let me look at the Rumble Pony one more time.
Rumble Pony sounds like could be something sounds or it could good. Be nothing.
Is this gonna be like a short?
It's probably gonna be like a fighting. Pony or something.
It's just a horse with there's a couple logos.
I was gonna say it's a horse with boxing gloves.
It's a horse with like a shield thing on its face. It's like when you're jousting, you know, they wear like armor on their head.
Yeah.
And then the other one is with a boxing glove and it has a club in its hand. It looks like a unicorn horn that it ripped off its head and is using as a club.
Okay.
That one's not bad.
Sick pull. Yeah. I had, like I said, the Trash Pandas on there. And she was like, that sounds offensive. And I was like, yeah. She also said she hated that team. She crossed them off the list because she hates Chris Pratt. And then she made me deduce that Chris Pratt, Guardians of the Galaxy, worked with Rocky Raccoon, Trash Panda Raccoon. So she makes me do that a lot.
Interesting.
She makes me work.
Interesting.
At work for nonsense. Who's that guy with the hair? And then I have to guess who it is. I usually get it right, you know, because of.
I mean, is Chris Pratt hateable? He doesn't feel like. He feels kind of like a.
Mint.
Doesn't get a rise. Yeah, he doesn't get a rise either way.
Yeah. I mean, he's not my top 5 Chris's, but I wouldn't say that I hate him. Crispy Rat? Yeah.
I would say he is a top 5 Chris. Who do you got above him?
I don't know. I mean, Captain America, first and foremost. And Thor.
Evans.
Chris Evans.
Hemsworth.
Hemsworth.
No, obviously, those are good picks.
Yeah. I don't know. I have to have more. Like, if we're just talking in that genre, sure, Chris Pratt's top five. That's easy. You'd run out of Chris's by then.
But if you extend it into, like, Chris Sale.
Chris Daughtry. Yeah.
Chris Bosch.
Chris
Christopher Pratt. Nolan.
Yeah. That's what I mean. You can get silly with it. That's what I'm saying. And he's a Schwarzenegger, so I don't know if that matters, but see.
Today's, I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah, I don't know. Today is, of course, opening day. Do you have any plans? The White Sox are playing the Milwaukee Brewers for the Brewers home opener. First pitch thrown out by Green Bay quarterback Jordan Love. What does that do for you?
He'll bounce it. He'll bounce it right in the dirt.
They should have Malik Willis. He doesn't play for him anymore, but you should let him do it. Oh, Aaron Rodgers should do it.
He'll throw out the Pirates first pitch.
Yeah, he does not play for them, does he?
I have to decide if I'm going to buy the MLB one team package for $100 so I could watch Sox games this year.
It's
a tough choice.
What is the determining factor? Because the product will be bad or?
No. I actually think the product will be the most enjoyable it's been in years. Like,
sure.
since Ricky Renteria.
Yeah.
That's not true. We went to the playoffs twice, and those were, like, fun teams, but not, like, the easiest to root for also. You know, like, when we had to, like, defend Tim Anderson all the time, and I was like, ugh, I didn't enjoy that so much. Yeah. And then everybody was proven right also, even though he was a good hitter when he was on his game. But, yeah, I would say the factor is I already pay for the NBA package and Sunday ticket, and I spent a lot of money to watch my Chicago teams, and baseball is a lot. You know, it's like if you're trying to follow a baseball season, it's always on in your house. And should I just illegally stream it and follow on my phone? I don't enjoy you. I know you can follow along on your phone. Like, you don't mind that watching or keeping up with sports. I can't. I hate it. It's like, see the final score is one thing, but like, if I'm trying to like see what's happening, get a feel for the team, it's just like unrealistic.
Isn't it wild? Like, there's 162 games, and somehow when they play like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and they're off Thursday, that Thursday is like the longest day ever. They play a billion games, but the day they don't play, you're like, oh. What do I like do for the rest of the day? Or if they lose early and you have just like the rest of the day and they're off tomorrow, I'm like, this sucks. Wednesday 120 game and they get obliterated and then you just sit there with your thoughts until Friday. I don't know how. I mean, if that's how football is. You wait a week or there's a bye week, you wait 2 weeks. I'm like, this is terrible.
Yeah, football is the tough wait sometimes, especially this year when our team was good, it was a tough wait.
Yeah.
Baseball is like when you're in the habit of
watching. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
Watching every game, it does feel like that. The day off feels long.
Yeah.
And it like I have it with the Bulls when it's like, oh, there's just like 3 days off. Like, you kind of get in the habit, especially like I'm watching both the Hawks and the Bulls pretty regularly now because I don't really do much. I just sit at home, so I get to watch a lot of sports.
Yeah.
And it's like when the few times a year when both of them have like a 2 days off in a row.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't have either of these. It's just like, it does feel like long. I totally understand that.
See if marble racing's still going on ESPN Ocho. I'm spending this cash on something.
No, I just get to pretend to Juliet that I'm just like not going to watch sports tonight. So she feels like I'm giving her a night. It's a decent strategy.
I have told my wife up front that she has X amount of days. Obviously, you're hearing this on Thursday, but we're recording on Tuesday. You have like 48 hours until people I've never met playing for a team that I've loved my entire life will determine my mood until about October. So I said,
the price of expectations. It's the price of expectations, honestly.
Yeah.
If your team's crap, it doesn't affect your mood so much.
No.
And when your team's good, it affects it like times 10.
That's what I mean. I'm like, I don't know what you want from me. I might be a miserable person, 58% of the next 6 months. And she's like, or you could just not care. And I was like, yeah, but I have to. There's something in me that won't give up. The other teams, sure, I could maybe give up on. The Cubs, for some reason, just can't do it. Even when they traded away their entire team a couple years ago, I was like, let me watch whoever the hell's playing first. You'll be my guy until October.
But do you want to make a prediction on your wins?
The team wins?
Yep. It's the last chance you have to do it.
It's true. This is for the major league team, to be clear.
Yeah, for the team you root for and the team I root for.
Yeah, well, one of them's a major league team. That's why I had to check. I mean, you walked into that one. You had to know that I was breadcrumbing you all the way over here.
I just think you're sleeping on the Sox this year, honestly.
I think you are correct when you say they will be fun this year. I don't know how much fun runs out.
Meaning what?
Well, what's fun? 68 and 90? I mean.
This is what you're forgetting. You're forgetting where we came from.
Who's we?
We came Who's from we? The bottom.
Yeah.
I don't even play that game. I'm very comfortable saying we, talking about my teams.
Yeah.
Especially because.
You could play for them fans, right now.
Fans literally they care more about the team. Like once they're gone, a lot of times most of the players, not all of them, of course. So it's like, yeah, this is a wee thing.
Frank Thomas, and you just said it. Doing the White Sox, by the way, just so you know.
I did see that. You said it affects your mood. It affects your mood. You're saying there's something that's not a wee affects your mood. That's impossible. You call the Cubs wee.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be insane if I was like, whoa, no, I'm not a part of that team. I am very much a part of this team.
Yeah,
that team is very much a part of me, whether they want to be or not. They determine my mood for the next 6 months. So.
What is your prediction for the Chicago Cubs?
Los Cubs. Los Cubs Chiquitas, if they were ladies. I'm going to say 90. 90 seems safe. 90 and 72? Yeah.
You want 90 and 72? Okay. Yeah. And you... Should there be a punishment if we don't hit our over under?
What do you want the punishment to be?
I don't know. I'm saying we could set one.
Okay. Or do you want me to, are we building in 89.5, 90.5? Are you looking for me to do like,
I mean, we're talking,
like
we're,
Vagas numbers?
We're talking it in out in real time. It can be whatever we want.
89.5. That half win is going to kill me.
I just think like if they have to make it to 90 or we have to do something. I think the realistic number for the White Sox is 70. So it's like we're going 70 and 90. I think those are both fair numbers for our team.
Well, I was going to say initially when I said 90 and 72, I was like, you could easily just do 72 and 90.
Yeah, but if you're going safe, I'm going safe also at 70. And 70 isn't necessarily safe. It's a little bit of a stretch, but.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm okay with it.
I looked up at one point the White Sox record. I think it was like, what was it? 120, 121. That was the worst one. I think it was like 102, 108, something like that.
Last year?
A year, well, just in the last like couple of years. What was the worst one? It was 121?
121, yeah.
Yeah, I vaguely recall it was like 108, 102, 121. I think that sounds right. Let's see here.
Yeah, the Sox were 60 and 102 last year.
41, 121, 61, 101. So you're saying in the last three seasons, they're going to improve by 11 games, 11 to 12 games.
Each year they've improved is what you're saying?
Well, so 23, they had 61, and then they lost 20 more games, but then they had 60 last year. So they're 60 and 102, but you're saying 72, which would be 12.
72 is the high end. Like, that's why I'm saying, like, 70 feels like, I would be thrilled if they could get into what would be considered the mid-70s. That would be awesome. That'd be a really successful season.
So in your mind, if they get 70 wins this year, you're like, hell yeah, this team is back. Minor tweaks next year. Let's run this.
Well, it's like, it just, you're building, and you want to see progress while you're building. You don't want, like, a step back or a plateau is, like, the worst. It just want to keep going up. And we have a really young team, so that means we're getting production from young players if we're getting 70, which means they'll be here for a while. Yeah. Or if there's like, you know, like right now we have three viable catchers that are all major league talent. Like, it could very easily be that one of those guys gets turned for a bigger player if that's the pool we're playing in, especially the longer we go along. That's really what it is. As a Sox fan, there is the end in sight because we have an owner that's going to take over for Jerry Reinsdorf in the near future. So if we can be in position to do something when that happens, that's the goal.
Can I ask you an honest question? And you're honest with yourself?
I'm always honest with myself.
Do you think he knows he has a bid in for the White Sox?
Justin Ishbia?
Yeah.
The person who's from Chicago?
Yeah. Just to clarify.
What else would it be? Do you think he wanted to buy the Red Sox?
I mean, I don't know. People get confused all the time. Your new Japanese player definitely didn't know you were signing with the White Sox. Just so you know. Zero chance.
Yeah, he did. I don't understand why you feel... I think he wanted $200 million. Nobody wanted to give it to him. So he was like, let me pick a team where I know I can be the best player. And that's what he did.
Sure. I'm sure the Chicago weather is better than Miami, Florida. Yeah. This guy. The Cubs had 92 wins last year and the years before, 83, 83. So I should have said like 86, but.
You know. No, I think not. I'm pretty sure the Pagoda projection is about 90 and they're pretty spot on normally.
Yeah. The 90 isn't the most fascinating part. It's the $7 in their pocket Milwaukee Brewers with 89, I'm sure.
Well, no. If you have 90, they'll have 91. That's how
some way, somehow, that team with lint, a quarter, and whatever in their pocket just keep showing up. So that's what the Cardinals used to do all the time. Everyone would speculate the Cardinals were a nothing team. And they have been the last couple of years, but for a while it was like the team came out of nowhere. Newt Bar? Who the hell is Newt Bar?
Yeah. Can I ask you about the Cardinals specifically?
The Cardinals.
Do you respect the Cardinal fans that they have stopped showing up because they don't accept their team being bad?
Do I respect that? Yes. I suppose if I was going to respect anything those clowns do in misery, I would say if the product stinks, stop going. I would say the same thing about the Bulls, the Blackhawks. Stop going.
No, I agree. And though people make fun of the White Sox for it, but it's like when the White Sox are good, we show up. Now, are we going to lead the league in attendance? No.
Yeah.
But it's also a city that's split, like the team is split. So it makes sense.
I'm going to let that go because you know that was wrong, but I'm going to let that go.
That the city is split?
Yeah.
You're saying that there's not two teams in Chicago?
I'm saying that
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.
I thought you were implying that the fandom across the city was 50-50.
It is not.
Okay.
It's at the best case scenario for the White Sox is it's 60-40.
That's what I was going to say. I thought you were just trying to spit that out and then move on. And I was like, well, hold on. You can't believe
that. No, what it means is there's 60% of a city that doesn't root for the team and doesn't go to the games. That's what it means.
Yeah.
So
I'm okay with that.
Well, sure. So it's like Chicago's a big market. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But if 60% of that market doesn't care about your team, then we're not the third largest market for baseball. That's just not, it's unrealistic. So it's like the expectation for White Sox fans. It's like, if you meet a White Sox, like there's no fair weather White Sox fans. They just don't exist. We're not good enough to do that. It's like, if you're a Sox fan, you're a Sox fan. That's why we're defensive about it.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair. I thought you
were. But we show up.
Yeah. I thought you were implying that, I mean, the city's split. I mean, it could go either way. No. Don't do that. Don't do that to yourself.
It is not that. I am self-aware enough to know, like, how many White Sox fans did you grow up with on the north side?
Two.
A handful? Yeah. It's just like, and I grew up, like, half of my classes growing up were Cubs fans and half of them were Sox fans on the south side. So that's how. That's how I know it's not 50-50.
That's because the stupid city took away one of the greatest things ever. The Chicago doubleheader, the Friday 1:20 Cub game, and then you take the red line down to Mobile Phone Park for the 7:11 start time or whatever stupid time it starts at. They took that away from us.
You know, you do this thing where it's just like, you know it's a 7:11 start, and then you try to pretend like, oh, I couldn't possibly care enough to know that answer is correct. Yes, you do know, because you think about us. You think about us all the time, baby.
I think about you, and that should count for something.
You think about how to troll me as a White Sox fan. Yes, that's what
you mean. I mean, 40% of my group chats are between me and one Sox fan, two Sox fans, three Sox fans, and then Sean. Sean gives you nothing. I would
not
rather...
Not as far as the Cubs go. Yes.
Every time he inserts himself, I was like, don't do this because I'm with you. So they're going to come for you and you're going to put your phone down for like 5 days. And it's all just going to be on me because my phone's in my hand. Put your reptile down. Google this before you type it up to somebody else. Because now I'm in it and you left.
Yeah, Sean will come with like, is Junior Lake going to start in left field this year?
You guys remember Felix PA? Yeah, Sean. Wonder what he's up to. I don't know, man. That was like 12 years ago.
Who's your favorite all-time like random Cub?
Jock Jones.
Jock Jones. That's not that random. But
it's random enough where...
Oh, sorry. I was thinking Jock Peterson.
No.
Yes. Jock Jones is random.
Jock Jones. He had a maroon baseball bat. He used to piss my dad off all the time. So if you ask that question, who do you think is the most random Cub your son could either name or... like enjoyed or whatever. My dad would say, probably that idiot, Jock Jones. My dad hated that guy. And I'm like, well, yeah. 90% of this is finding the one person you like and then hating the rest of them because they stink. Even people I like over the years, I've hated and then loved and then hated. I mean, that's just how this works.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Edmonds.
Being a sports fan.
Jim Edmonds was a Cub, played for the Cardinals for many years, tormented us. Traded or signed with the Cubs. And then they asked him, like, how are you possibly going to play the outfield? Those people are relentless. And he's like, I'm just going to play. and I'm going to try to play the way I played over there and see what happens. And then he was beloved. So yeah, if you play, the city responds. If you have one good game, they'll put a statue of you. Kosuke Fukudome probably doesn't have to buy a beer in the city from what he did in 2008. But that's showbiz. I know you've been thinking about it.
Yeah, what's the surprise?
Yeah.
What's the surprise?
As previously mentioned, this is our fifth anniversary. We started at the time of recording, 3/24/2026. Started this 3/24/2021 math. Podcast was started by me. First two episodes were me and my dad. I said, hey, let's just try some. Let's see if anybody cares. They didn't. I cared. It was a laptop between me and him, full volume, right in the middle of us. No microphones. No nothing. If you look back on those first two episodes, I'm sure they're terrible. Just me talking to my father at the highest volume the computer could do and the lowest volume you could hear.
We should probably just take those off.
Yeah, probably.
We should archive them somewhere. Like, I don't want to lose them. Yeah. But if we're trying to get new listeners and they're like, well, we'll start from the beginning. It's like,
No. Why don't we skip that 2.5 hour one where they talk about Disney songs?
Pick up in the 30s.
Yeah. Go back to May 2025. That's when we were really like, hey, should we try this again? But since then, had close to a dozen people on here. Matt being the most recent mainstay, having been promoted to co-host back in May. That also means, Matt, this is your 50th episode.
Dang.
I was going to say, how do you feel about that? So there's 68 of these things. You're on 50 of them.
That's what, like, this is like, it's your podcast, but not anymore, buddy. I'm right there. I'm on your heels.
I would say technically, there was almost one episode where I wasn't on. But I did the opener and the ending. That was when you and Mike did your trivia.
That's true.
So technically, this might be 51 for you. But
realistically, we're still years away from you being able to miss an episode. And it's still going on. We're years away from that.
You don't think you can come up with Binghamton Rumble Ponies on your own?
No, I absolutely could. It's more of a want to. Yeah. And it's like, you know, we got a good thing going. Let's give people what they want. They want a clever Lenny open. They don't want to hear Matt's clever opening.
Can I tell you something?
I couldn't even think of anything there.
This is the first opening, and I realized as soon as I did it, and I was like, we just have to run with it. And I didn't say, most importantly, we'll do some trivia, and we'll get into some arguments.
I did notice there was something different.
It seemed shorter.
And I couldn't tell what it was.
Yeah.
And then I also, when we did the Whiskey Mill thing, it was also a little shorter. I just remember feeling like both of those felt short for some reason.
Yeah. So how do you feel about, like I said, 50 out of 68 of these things? I'm counting, if it was you and somebody else, like you and Keishi, I'm counting that as one episode each for you. Mm-hmm. Be insane if I was like, this is your 52nd and a half episode.
I feel good about it. We joke all the time that nobody's listening. We're just doing this because we get to talk to our buddy once a week.
Yeah.
And I still feel that way. And I think if we ever are going to have a successful podcast, which I don't think either of us really are banking on, but it would be cool. We just have to keep doing it and making ourselves laugh and hopefully people enjoy it. So I think we're pretty good at that.
Yeah. It was like, I mean, even if it's just me and you, like I said, like you've said, gives us an excuse to just do this and kind of see what happens. I mean, we'll find some place to put that $4.28 next time you're in town. But I will say, one of the first things we tried, I suppose, was a little game called Hate Hype or All Right.
One of our greatest segments.
Yeah.
It took Lenny and I probably 15 good minutes before, because we're like, yeah, we should do something like this, but we need a clever name. Yeah. And do you know, I can be honest, the Ryan Russillo podcast did like an overrated, properly rated, underrated segment.
Thieves.
And that's 100% where I was like, I enjoyed that segment.
Yeah.
We should have our own. And we came up with Hate, Hype, or All Right.
So I do have a Hate Hype or All Right for you to reminisce of the good old days. It's a baseball edition. So very topical. Are you ready to play Hate Hype or
just
Fall
like
Right?
An ointment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. First one, no hitters.
They're still hype. There's a lot of them, but it's still impressive when it happens. No hitter is hype still.
I feel like
it's not the most hype. There. It's not the most hype. I mean, I love a pitcher's duel. I'm a baseball fan who enjoys a pitcher's duel.
Yeah.
So if it's like a 1-0 no hitter, I think that's great. If it's like a 6 or 7-0 no hitter, it's like, it's still fun. It's like, here's what it is. It's boring from the third inning to the sixth inning.
Yeah.
It's like, basically if you make it to the seventh inning stretch and there's still somebody with a no hitter, it's like super exciting after that.
Yeah.
But that's also baseball. Like the middle innings are brutal.
Yeah. Okay. So you said hype. That's what you said.
Yeah. It's not the most hype, obviously, but it's still hype.
Okay. Numero dos. What about the MLB All-Star game?
I
don't think there's any stakes to it anymore, right?
No, there haven't been stakes for years. Yeah. That was also the dumbest thing they ever did.
Yeah.
It is the best of the professional sport All-Star games.
Okay.
Because it is the most authentic product. Now, do you get the best players the whole time? No. So it still has its All-Star game flaws.
Yeah.
But if I'm comparing it to the rest of the leagues, it is the best one because Paul Skeens isn't going to take it easy especially when he's only throwing, you know, 1 or 2 innings.
Yeah.
You're going to see 100 on the corner against Otani. That can happen because they're in the same league. You're going to see it against Judge, and it's going to be like, you're going to enjoy it because that's what it is. The part of baseball where it's pitcher versus hitter, nobody doesn't try.
Yeah.
Now you watch like an NBA All-Star game and they're not trying. And it's like, this is the worst product. Football is just they like switched to flag football. They've gotten rid of it. Yeah. And it's something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So this is a long winded way to say it's all right.
All right. All right, let's see here. Number 3, the 999 challenge.
I mean, successfully completing it is hype.
Okay.
The feeling after you complete it.
Aftermath.
Is hate.
Hate.
Okay. Yeah, and I don't think, I honestly, the way we did it is the correct way to do it. Because I don't got that kind of budget for a 999 challenge.
I mean, even if it was, we've talked about like, trying to find like a dollar hot dog night, it's still 9 beers at $10 a pop, $10 to $13 a pop. I mean,
I think Juliet sent me a post of some team that has a 999.
I think the Mets are doing it this year. It's like a box.
And it's like you get like all 9 hot dogs and all 9 beers at once.
Yeah.
But it was only like $56 or something like that.
Yeah.
Like there's no way. That's like,
I mean, they were
so cheap.
Like they were little dogs, or I guess littler than regular hot dogs. But I mean,
but still, a hot dog at a baseball game is $6 at least.
Yeah,
and a beer is at least 10, probably more like 15.
Yeah,
and also they're like,
they can legally advertise like a 999 challenge night. I think for legal reasons, they can't ask you to come in and
they can't
drink 9 beers.
But I'm like, can I just buy the 999 with 4 of my friends? And we have split 9 beers, 9 hot dogs.
Probably.
that sounds like a good time for 50 something bucks.
Yeah.
But maybe it was a fake, the price was fake or something, what you showed me. I didn't look into it, but I just remember being like, that price is,
yeah,
like too good to be true.
That's a deal. Someone's going to discover except the deal and ruin it.
The 9 warm beers is.
Oh, yeah.
Or I guess the 7 warm beers. The 7 warm beers is brutal.
Yeah. I agree. The last one for you, opening day itself. Hate hype or all right?
I mean, it's a fun day.
Yeah.
I think the worst part of opening day is the amount of teams that have the built-in day off after the day, the safety day.
Yeah.
It just takes, I think it takes the momentum out. I wish they got rid of it. I think they should just strategically plan who plays where and so you aren't affected by weather. I think they could do that if they really wanted to. There's enough warm weather cities or more mild.
Yeah.
And like, so they're like the White Sox starting in Milwaukee. It's like, yeah, you can still play in a cold weather city. They have a dome. So
yeah.
Don't play in Chicago. Don't play in Minnesota.
Yeah. It's supposed to be 68 today, if you're listening, Thursday. But also rain, which happens 1,000 times out of 1,000. Cubs have a nice opening day. Guess what? It's going to pour. So.
Are you going?
I should.
Oh, I didn't get my answer yet. Sorry, let me get my answer.
Sure.
It is. I'm stuck. I wish there was something between hype and Hall Right, because I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's not my favorite. It's like NFL opening day, I find more enjoyable, even if it's just the Thursday night, the one game.
Yeah.
And basketball is low key. I guess baseball is the second. Yeah, you know, go hype. It's hype. I enjoy opening day.
There you go.
That was, did you get taken out of school for it every year?
Did I?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't remember going to an opening day outside of like the last couple of years. My dad used to take his friend Tony. That was Dad and Tony's day. Opening day.
The hell, Tone?
Yeah, what the hell, man? Yeah. It's okay.
Tony's a listener.
Yeah. No, he's not.
Your dad is not. Dad is not.
I downloaded Spotify on my mother's phone, so I don't know if she knows how to use it. But I said she follows the podcast, so it'll come up as a notification. So I was like, you really don't have an excuse. Shows up on your phone. She's got to click it.
Tell her my mom listens and see if it gets her going. Maybe she's got a competitive fire.
It's true. I don't know. I have one more game for you. I know we don't like to do back-to-back games, but this seems ultra important because it's your 50th episode. So, and I told you at the beginning, we're going to play games to commemorate. So are you ready for game number two?
Yes.
For Matt. Double T question mark. You're going to tell me if this is a real EPI or a lie. Okay. EPI.
Okay.
Episode, of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is just a name of an episode?
Yeah. These are all, there's eight of them. Yikes. All eight of these episodes are one you were on.
I know. This is brutal because I don't really pay attention after. Like, I edit it, I put it out, and then I don't pay attention. And that feels fair.
Sure.
But also, I should be better. Okay, here we go. I can do this.
Okay. Number one, episode 3, I think, called That Was Definitely Tommy Lasorda, Rest in Power, King.
That one's an episode.
That one is, in fact, real.
Yeah, I remember that was one of our good podcast stories.
First one we did. Yeah. Where we definitely saw Lasorda.
Yeah, I was like, we should maybe retell a little bit of that story. We were at Eastern Illinois. What was it? Apparently, it was a homecoming weekend, I think, maybe?
Probably.
It was a weekend when there was more
geezers.
People who came back.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was an old guy in a bar. We started talking to him. And Lenny and I, after he left, and he was like friends with a baseball coach or something too. You know, like, there was a couple of things that we did some research. And we were both like, I think that was Tommy Lasorda. We're talking to this old guy.
Yeah.
My only thing of why it might not have been is he felt like a young, like he felt like he was in his 60s still. And I think at that time, Tommy Lasorda would have been in his like mid 70s.
Didn't he say you were in town for like 70s. A poker game? Is that part true?
I don't remember. It was so long ago. We shouldn't remember. We probably should re-listen to our third episode to see. It was probably a little fresher.
I vaguely remember in years past that I had mentioned something with Dodgers, but I don't think that existed. I was like, oh, he's wearing something like a Dodgers hat or jacket. I don't think that's real.
I kind of remember like maybe a Dodgers polo. Like,
yeah, once we realized that might have been Tommy Lasorda, we were like, I had to have said Dodgers on it somewhere.
Yeah, we made up a lot of things in that because we talked to Tommy Lasorda at a bar in Charleston, which doesn't make sense, but it also does if you were there. So shut up, everybody.
It's just kooky enough that it probably happened.
Rest in power, King.
That was definitely Tommy Lasorda, Rest in Power, King. That is correct. That was an episode title. what about this one? Unwritten by Smash Mouth, parentheses, Natasha Bedingfield cover.
That was also an episode.
That was also a real one. I don't remember why it was a Natasha Bedingfield cover. I remember it was probably the first one where we said we were anti Smash Mouth.
Was it the first one? I mean, we've talked about Smash Mouth more than one time, yeah. Unfortunately.
So don't delay, act now. He's dead. So we won. Hey, we won one.
The rest is still unwritten. I mean, I definitely, every time I know Mouth,
Rest in Power King.
I always, so that song is such a banger. Unwritten is such a banger. So I probably brought that up, and that's how where it came from, because I would sing that. Staring at the blank page before you open up the dirty window.
She said she wasn't confident that song would be a hit, and I was like, what?
Girl, you got crazy. No talent.
Girl, you're crazy. That was a real title. Episode, or number 3, I suppose. Mulan soundtrack still slaps.
Wasn't you said episode 3 was Tommy Lasorda? I think you gave that one away.
Well, no. I have them numbered 1, 2, 3, whatever. So it's not episode 3. It's just three on my list. Yeah.
It doesn't sound like one. Mulan. I think you're a little more punny than that usually.
Mulan soundtrack still slaps. You're saying it's not real?
I don't say it's not real.
You're saying it's not real because it isn't. The actual real title of that episode was Tarzan soundtrack still slaps.
Okay. Mulan does slap.
Yeah. Thought I could get you.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
Why was I a fool in school for cutting gym?
This guy's got me scared to death. Number 4. Socks episode, Sorry Dad.
Socks episode, Sorry Dad. So I'm assuming this is one that you had me and another Socks fan on?
It's possible. Socks episode, comma, Socks? Sorry Dad.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say that one exists.
Socks episode, Sorry Dad. Does exist.
I'm doing correct. Way better than I thought I was going to do.
All right. Let's see here. 100 Bluntman 1019s versus Gorilla.
Yes, that one does exist. was that our first, like one of our first ones? Was it our first one back?
I think so.
Like on this rendition?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100 Bluntman 1019s versus Gorilla. Do you remember what Bluntman 1019 is?
Yeah, that was your AIM name, right?
That was
MySpace. MySpace. There's your MySpace name.
Okay. Next one. Nintendo Friendzone.
Friendzone. What could that have been about? See, this is why I'm able to do this, I think, is because I can kind of remember what we've talked about.
Yeah.
Nintendo Friendzone. I'm going to say no. But I think I'm not super confident that this is a no, but I'm going to say no.
Your final answer is no. Nintendo Friendzone. That's a real episode.
It is a real episode. What was that about?
Nintendo Friendzone. I don't know. I could probably tell you. Depending on how I was feeling in the notes portion of the episode posting. Let's see, Nintendo Friendzone. That's one of the newer ones that we had, probably in the 50s, I would say. Let's see. Da, 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 da.
I remember we talked Nintendo, but I don't remember the Friendzone portion of it.
Yeah. Let's see. Discuss such topics as Know It or Blow It, What's Trending, The Things We Didn't Get To in July, and Gambling and Sports and Sports. Know It or Blow It was a segment. Let's see. How many wings on Super Bowl Sunday? Okay, what's trending? Mario and Princess Peach aren't even dating. That's what it was. Nintendo friend zone. Yeah, there you go. Nailed it. Okay. Mario got friend zone. That's what it was.
Yes, now I remember.
Yes, yes, yes. How about justice for Uranus?
The correct title would be Justice for Pluto.
There you go. Twas and, Pluto.
So it's not an episode because the real one is Pluto.
Justice for Pluto was the real title, yes. And your last one, Britain by Proxy.
Britain by Proxy was just recently.
Sure.
And the St. Patrick's Day episode, because Britain. I don't remember what this one, Britain by Proxy. Yeah, I'm going to say it's not. I'm going to say it's not.
You're saying it's not a real episode?
I don't know. Ah. I could see either way. Sure. Yes. I'm okay with getting it wrong.
Britain
yes,
by
it's a real
Proxy
episode.
Is a real episode. Final?
Correct. Yes.
You're thinking of Jersey by Proxy. Millie Bobby Brown married Bon Jovi's son. And I said, she's Jersey by Proxy. And you said, I think she's British. And I said, yeah, but I think she's Jersey by Proxy. The episode you're thinking of was episode 66, Dye the River Blue.
Yeah, same.
There you go.
All right, I felt good about that.
Like a sleeper cell. You woke up for some of these.
It's like it's in there, you know? It's like I've read all of the titles for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's in there.
Should I be alarmed? You were so quick to know that it wasn't Justice for Uranus.
I remember the Justice for Pluto one.
Yeah. Pluto's a planet. That's our final stance. I'll get this one this time. It's trivia time, because that's half the name, of course. So we're doing three games in a row. Bah, 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 bah. Look at that.
Oh. Brant, 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 brant.
Can I tell you something? I was like, I could have swore I put in the notes somewhere. Here. Here's where I wrote down Guardians, Mets, Rockies, Blue Jays. At the bottom. At the bottom of the thing.
It's just like added 6 minutes to this podcast. People will be fine.
Yeah, it's fine. All right. Trivia. What kind of trivia? We're all about Pluto.
It's going to be 50 themed.
50 themed? We did that one already. I don't know why, but we did. Maybe it was episode 50.
Oh, episode 50? Then it's going to be 5 themed for our 5-year anniversary.
Okay.
Or it's going to be anniversary themed. Or it's going to be baseball.
Questions about rumble ponies. Several different types of ponies.
My final guess is it's going to be 5 themed.
5 themed? All the answers or questions include the word 5 or letter 5?
Yes.
Sure.
Letter 5.
You'd be wrong. Trivia is baseball.
Yeah. Baseball.
Somehow
right?
Overthunk it and underthunk it.
I said baseball is an option.
Thunk it.
I just thought you were a little more interesting, you know?
No. It's episode 50 for you, 68 for me. We're phoning these in.
My bad.
Question 1. This player for the last few years has hit a home run on 420. 420 plays up.
Somebody hit on 420.
Yeah.
Every year.
For the last couple of years. I think 3 or 4 years in a row.
You know, it feels like it might be a Castellanos kind of thing.
The tragedy of 420.
Who hits a home run on 420? This is like a known thing.
Yeah.
Shoot.
I've won money for the last 420s because of this man.
Trey Turner.
Blaze up. You're saying Trey Turner?
Yeah.
It's the taller one. Cody Bellinger.
Mm. That makes way more sense.
That boy is stoned to the bone. Hitting balls in the stratosphere and living in the stratosphere. Question 2. Fenway Park is the oldest active MLB ballpark. What year did Fenway Park open?
1906.
1906, he says. You're off by 6 years. 1912.
Same year the Titanic sunk.
Yeah, that is true. 1914 was Wrigley. Let's see here. Which team won 3 World Series between 2010 and 2014?
The Believin'. Right? That's
Yeah.
Believe in that's the Giants.
That's the San Francisco Giants. So 2010, 2012, 2014, not 2016. Do you know who won in 2016?
Nope. I'm not a baseball fan.
Okay. They beat the Giants, in case you were wondering. Question four. Who was the youngest player to hit 500 home runs?
Youngest player?
Yeah.
So the fastest to do it, essentially?
Sure. Yeah. Who's the youngest
player? I guess that could be different. Yeah. 500 home runs. I want to say Griffey or A-Rod is kind of where my head's at.
Sure. Both former Mariners.
Both came into the league when they were like 18.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say A-Rod.
Saying Alex Rodriguez, frenemy of the pod, at the ripe age of 32, Alex Rodriguez, 500 home runs.
There you go.
Which pitcher has the most career no-hitters with 7?
I mean, is it Cy Young? Or is this modern baseball? Is it modern? Did they keep no-hitters? Was that like a stat that's always been in baseball?
It's more modern than Cy Young.
But that doesn't mean it's modern.
It's not like Willie Three Fingers. It's
Mordecai Three Finger Brown.
Yeah. Which pitcher?
Who is the pitcher on the Cubs who had 6 fingers? What was that guy's name?
That was Alfonseco.
Alfonseco.
Yeah.
All right.
That splitter was getting a little.
I mean, he should have been way better for having 6 fingers, though.
It was in the way.
Yeah, so he can only throw changeups. Yeah. 3 fingers. All right. Who has the most? Is it?
That's 7.
I know. People talk about Bob Gibson's dominant run. Sure. Was he even a starting pitcher, though?
Yeah, for the Cardinals.
Was it Bob Gibson? Is it Nolan Ryan?
Are you asking me or are you telling me?
No, I'm telling you it's Nolan Ryan.
The answer, which pitcher has most career no-hitters with 7? Nolan Ryan. Do you know who has no hits against Nolan Ryan? Robin Ventura.
That's not true.
Nolan whooped his ass. He didn't get any hits in.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I know. I was just kidding.
He had a little rabbit punch, one rabbit punch, and then the noogie started.
Yeah. 8 no-hitters. Okay. Question 6. What is the term for the dubious feat of striking out 4 times in 1 game?
The golden sombrero.
Do you know what it's called if it was 5?
The platinum sombrero.
That is correct. A 2.
Is that really correct?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a guess.
I know.
I was guessing.
I saw it in your eyes and I was like, you son of a bitch.
I also guessed golden sombrero.
Did you really?
I picked 2 random words.
My man. Question 7. Julio Rodriguez, friend of the pod. Alex Rodriguez, not friend of the pod. Julio is a 4th player.
We'll take Pudge too.
Yeah. Pudge is in the deal and Randy Johnson, but only the photographer. Julio Rodriguez, the 4th player in the age 22 season or younger to have a 30-30 season. Okay. Who is the youngest player to have a 30-30 season?
Youngest player?
Mm-hmm. Julio Rodriguez is the 4th player in his
age. So somebody did it the year 22, but just was younger? Or did they do it at 21?
You want me to tell you the age?
I'm just clarifying the question.
Yes.
Because you said he's the 4th person to do it at 22.
Right. Well, so the 4th, is the 4th player in his age, 22 season or younger. So 22 or younger, who was the youngest player to have a 30-30 season?
I mean, it feels like Ricky Henderson feels like he was known for that. That's like his stat. It also feels like it could be Griffey.
Do you think the age would help you at all?
I don't know because I don't know when Ricky Henderson came into the league. I don't know if he like played in college or if he came away from high school.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like, I don't know, other than like modern players who I know came up when they were teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just somebody who came up and had like a Fukudome type first year. You know, I know he didn't have 30-30, but Yeah. You know, so like a flash in the pan guy. So was Scoot Henderson? No, not Scoot Henderson. That's a, there's like a Scoot. Who's the Scoot guy who hit four home runs in one game on opening day? Is his name Scoot?
Is it Scooter Ginetti?
Scooter Ginetti? Did he hit four home runs on opening day once?
Maybe. Played for the Reds.
Yeah, that's what I remember, in a Reds guy.
Okay.
All right. I got an answer here. I'm stalling. I'll just go Ricky Henderson because I don't have a guess. I just a guess.
This man at the age of 20, Mike Trout.
Oh, that's a good. I probably could have got that. I should have thought about that a little bit more.
Yeah, it's okay. Here's another Mariner question for you. This Mariner is the only pitcher in MLB history to throw a perfect game, immaculate inning, and a four strikeout inning. It's three separate years, but.
I mean, is it Felix Hernandez?
I'm trying to
Marlins pitchers. Did Randy Johnson pitch for Seattle?
Yeah. I think he started his career with Seattle.
Yeah, that feels like a Randy Johnson stat.
Okay. Which answer are you giving me?
Felix Hernandez or Randy Johnson? Those are the two all-star Seattle Mariner pitchers I know.
Yeah.
Oh, I totally know that Randy Johnson played for the Mariners because of backyard baseball. That's really dumb.
Perfect game, a good inning, and four strikeout inning.
I'm gonna say Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson. It was the king.
Dang it.
It was Felix. That cat. King Felix Hernandez. It was in 2010, 2012, 2014.
That splitter being dropped in the dirt for the drop third strike makes sense.
Are you familiar with drop third strikes and how they benefit teams?
If you're smart, you know how to use it to your advantage.
Yeah, man.
Just
sure.
Run.
Yeah.
Run until he calls you out. Yeah. Strike three, you run, mm-hmm. Batter's out, sure. You stop running.
Sure.
If the ump never says that, how is that a player's fault? Hypothetically, of course.
Who is the only player to appear in a World Series game at both Wrigley Field and Comiskey Park?
A World Series game?
Mm-hmm.
Wrigley Field and Comiskey Park. So is this a player in our lifetime, or is this an old player?
Our lifetime? No.
It's not in our lifetime?
We've seen a reincarnation of some sort. He was on our team.
The heck are you talking about?
Only player to appear in a World Series game at both Wrigley Field and Comiskey Park.
So this is like somebody from like the 1900s when... No, because they didn't play at Wrigley or Comiskey then.
I don't know.
So it's somebody who played on the 2016 Cubs and the 2005 White Sox. What other scenario would there be a World Series at those two stadiums?
I don't know.
You said as a player. You also said as a player.
Yep. Only player to appear in a World Series game at both Wrigley Field and Comiskey Park.
So they had it had to be 05 and 16.
Okay.
There's not any other ones that are close enough.
2005?
Oh. No.
Come on, son. It's mobile phone. So it's
1952. Carlton Fisk. No. that's later.
Do you want me to give you the years?
Louis Aparicio. Belton Bill Melton.
Okay.
Yeah, give me the years.
Okay. 1918 and 1932. Come on, buddy. It's two different positions.
He played two different positions?
Sure did.
Why is this not helpful? Am I just really forgetting something?
I feel like you should pay more attention to the reincarnated part.
Reincarnated.
Yeah. Reincarnated Lasada. Yeah. 1918 World Series as a pitcher. 1932 World Series as a hitter.
Babe Ruth?
You asking me or you telling me?
So like Shohei Ohtani is the reincarnation of Babe Ruth,
Kyle
is what you're
Schwarber,
saying?
The great Schwarbino?
Okay.
Answer, of course, 1918 World Series as a pitcher, Boston Red Sox. Ruth pitched at Comiskey Park against the Cubs. Look at that. As a hitter for the Yankees, famously played against the Cubs at Wrigley Field. Look at that.
So the Cubs played at Comiskey? I don't think I knew that.
Yeah. This unique feat was possible because the Cubs played their 1918 home games at the White Sox Stadium, Comiskey Park. You thought they were all going to be slam dunks, huh?
No, I did not. I thought you were going to stump me way more than you actually did.
What do you mean? I got you with the Great Schwarbino.
You had no idea what was happening.
I thought you said the Great Bambi.
Yeah, Grambino.
That wimpy deer.
Yeah. Question 10. Who's the only player in history to hit a walk-off home run? Grand Slam. Right. Sorry.
Walk-off inside the park. Grand Slam.
Only player, only player in history to hit a walk-off inside the park home run grand slam.
I have no idea.
They named a bridge after him.
George Washington?
Yeah. Abe Lincoln. That was, of course, Roberto Clemente.
Roberto Clemente.
Come on, buddy. It's okay. You're tired.
Is the Roberto Clemente Bridge in Pittsburgh?
Sure is.
Never been.
You should go. It's lovely. They close it for game. It's a nightmare to get there.
Okay.
That was episode 68. 5 years ago, started this podcast to talk sports with friends. Now we have music, followers, merch. Co-host with 50 episodes to his name. Very grateful for everything we've accomplished. I mean, we, for the 18 that Matt wasn't a part of. Let's keep going. Follow us on Instagram.
Also,
at,
no, go also ahead. Known as the worst 18 episodes.
Okay. I have the numbers in front of me. Follow us on Instagram at Trivial Arguments and find us on Spotify and Apple and iHeartMusic. I don't know if you know that or not. Your final thoughts?
I'm shocked to hear I have 50 episodes, but it does make sense. Yeah. I'm proud of us for our stick-to-itness. And again, I said it earlier, but we do this podcast for us. Hope you guys enjoy it. And, feel free to let us know what you like and don't like because we're flexible.
Yeah, I was going to say, that would be very helpful. If you're like, hey, stop doing that, deal.
And also, if you're listening to this and you are not following, what's your deal?
What gives?
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's honestly rude.
Yeah.
It adds nothing.
I agree.
Here we go.
That was his final thoughts. I don't know if we argued that much, but maybe we should have. But we argued, so you didn't have to. Remember, folks, you're allowed to be wrong.
Lord knows we are.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.